Dry weather is still needed across a big part of the Midwest and Northern Plains, especially the western and northern Corn Belt and areas from North Dakota into Manitoba. These areas have had way too much precipitation in recent weeks, and it looks like the wet pattern is going to slowly wind down as we move forward through the next 5 days. But we do have a weather event underway today, of course, across the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest, and also more rain coming up out of Mexico through West Texas into Kansas, Missouri, and parts of Illinois. And that additional moisture will maintain a wet bias for many western and northern Corn Belt areas and the Northern Plains. Tomorrow we'll see a little bit of a drier bias, but on Friday yet another disturbance is expected to evolve in the plains and parts of the western Corn Belt and up into parts of eastern Canada's prairies, and so additional moisture will be put down on areas that just simply don't need it. And crop maturation and harvest progress in all of this region will continue to be on hold until we can get a better stretch of drier weather to occur. Now, the earliest opportunity for better drying is probably going to come next week. We'll have a short-term bout of improvement taking place late this weekend into the early part of next week, but another frontal system will cut across Canada's prairies and the northern plains as we get to midweek next week, and that will generate some additional precipitation, and then it'll push through the Midwest, and so all of these areas will get one more shot of moisture. There will be 2 or 3 days of good drying between these events, and that's good news, but I don't think we're going to see a longer stretch of drier bias conditions until we get beyond the midweek storm system next week. Now, in Canada, of course, we did bury a lot of crop in the southern part of Alberta and in Montana, and from there across the southwest into central portions of Saskatchewan earlier this week. The snow event that took place flattened many, many crops, and there is likely to be losses in the production. Those crops will not be able to be completely harvested because of them being so close to the ground. Some of those crops that are in the snow will also suffer a notable decline in quality because of the moisture that's going to come from the snow as it melts, as well as the precipitation that occurred prior to its occurrence. In other areas around the world, we're still watching a developing drought in the portions of China's Yangtze River Basin area. This isn't going to be a huge issue for right now. The only summer crop that'll be negatively impacted is the late rice crop that's going to be produced across that region. But dryness could be an issue for some of the winter crops that are produced in that region, like rapeseed. There's also dryness, of course, in the southeastern United States, which I didn't mention before. That area is going to see a little bit of relief, but not a lot. And there is going to need to be some significant moisture for winter wheat establishment in some of those areas as time moves along. There's also some improvement taking place in areas like France and portions of southeastern Europe where it's been dry for an extended period of time. The opportunity for relief in these areas is relatively good, although France will be real slow about getting significant moisture, but later this month there should be relief in that area. And lastly, there's still a big concern about Australia, still suffering from a significant 3-year drought. Recent conditions have not been favoring the winter wheat, barley, or canola crops, and further losses in their yield potential has occurred because of lack of precipitation during reproduction. This is still an ongoing issue. In the meantime, there's more concern about the planting of sorghum and cotton that usually start going into the ground at this time of the year in portions of East Central Australia, and there's no sign of any significant rain for those areas for quite a while.